James Barrow's skin doesn't fit right, like a misbuttoned shirt. His fingers have holes in the ends, and long claws protrude from them. In fact, his whole body looks worn and discolored. How many demons are going to wear this disguise before it putrefies?
Let's have a tête-à-tête, shall we? What would you like to know, Elisa? How we met? Who we used to be?
Belleth is cowering behind me. No surprise.
Or maybe you'd just like to know what Belleth is really up to.
I don't know this man!
James's body swells, and the yellow jacket shreds as the skin underneath stretches to accommodate a broad, muscle-bound body at least 10 feet tall. A head on the end of a red telescoping neck pops out the top of the body like a meat jack-in-the-box. James's shredded skin flops limply around it.
What about me? Remember me, Belleth?
You wanna play? Let's go!
I ghost right through the middle of this sock puppet from hell. It turns around to face me, its black tongue lolling out of its mouth.
The game is chase. You're it!
I turn, run through the car this thing arrived in, and keep going. Instead of going around it, the demon steps on the roof, and its leg goes through. It's stuck.
Belleth says James Barrow and I were kids together, so I guess that makes this child's play. So, nyeh, nyeh, nyeh.
The demon reaches down with both hands, sinks its claws into the body of the ruined car, and rips it in half, freeing its leg.
A gift from a dear old friend. Dr. October says hello.
I turn and run again, right into the headlights of an approaching car.
And goodbye.
The terrified faces of a father and son stare at me over the glaring headlights. A quick glance behind me reveals a mangled half of the demon's car sailing through the air toward all of us. Like a wide receiver going up for an overthrown pass, I leap into the air and grab the massive metal, ghosting it just before it and I sail through the approaching car. I hear the car backing the hell out of the cul-de-sac as I stay under the heap of twisted metal that has come to rest on somebody's lawn.
Come now, Elisa. Don't hide. October wants you dead or alive. I like my odds.
Dead or alive. I have to stay the way I am, not really one or the other. It's the only way I can continue to protect the people I care about. If anything happens to them, I'll lose the only tether I've got to this world.